Republicans battled for their party's nomination in the 112th and 113th Assembly districts on Tuesday. Appearing alongside Assemblyman Jim Tedisco, who secured a spot on the ballot for November's state Senate race in the 49th, Mary Beth Walsh claimed victory in the race for Tedisco's current 112th district seat. Walsh, an attorney from Ballston, took home 52% of the vote and said she would continue her momentum to November.
I should be in good shape. I'm going to run as hard as I have so far. I agree absolutely with Jim Tedisco. I've learned a lot from campaigning with him over the last couple months. I've learned a lot about maintaining energy and getting out and really communicating genuinely and clearly to the voters.
Walsh outspent her primary rival, Jim Fisher, a small business owner from Burnt Hills who ran an unsuccessful race against Democratic Congressman Paul Tonko 2 years ago.
You know, as much as I enjoy it, and I think I'd make a good servant of the people, you know, the voters have made that decision.
Fisher said he was up against the power of the party in the GOP race.
You know, they can exert their will. So that's what happened here. So, you know, it's the way it works.
Fisher said he would support Walsh this fall. Much of the district lies over suburban Schenectady and Saratoga counties, reliably Republican territory. Walsh will face Glenville Democrat Michael Godlewski in November. In the neighboring 113th district in Washington and Saratoga counties, party-backed Chris Boyark secured the GOP nomination with 58% of the vote. Boyark, who has never held elected office, was chosen over fellow newcomer Gerard Moser. In a statement, Boyark said he was humbled by the support he was given on the campaign trail. He said after meeting voters, quote, "There is a real sense by many that our government no longer works for them. This campaign has never been about me. Instead, it's about bringing sanity back to the halls of our corrupt capital so we can once again concentrate on the priorities we all share," unquote. Boyark also congratulated his primary opponent. Moser said he thought he did well despite the loss.
"For a bunch of folks that had never done this before, I think we did a great job."
Moser said he hoped Boyark would take back the seat currently held by Democrat Kerry Warner for the Republican Party, which is a small minority in the Assembly. Warner, who has held the office for 2 years, was elected following the retirement of Republican Tony Jordan, who then became Washington County District Attorney. In other regional Assembly contests, Republican incumbent Carl Brabenek deflected a challenge from Monroe resident John Allegro in the 98th District. Allegro may appear on the November ballot on the United Monroe line, pending the outcome of a court case. On the Democratic side, Rockland County's Aaron Weider defeated Crystal Serrano. Democratic incumbent Ellen Jaffe won her primary in the 97th District against Thomas Gullah. In the 94th District, Republican Kevin Byrne bested Suzanne McDonough. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.